Good evening, everyone. For WRCO News, I'm Todd Copernol. At last night's Richland County Board meeting, attended by State Representative Tony Kurtz and Molly Bond, a staff member for Congressman Derek Van Orden, the primary focus was the intense public opposition to a proposed 765 kV transmission line. The county boardroom was hot, packed wall to wall with far more people than usual. The dialogue was much hotter. During the public comment session, 25 people addressed the board, with 24 expressing significant concerns regarding the project. Residents raised fears about potential displacement and property loss, specifically noting the possibility of the line crossing the Richland Locker, which could threaten the business's future, as well as the potential loss of 7 homes in the Wedgwood neighborhood, the displacement of a family farm, and the closure of a maple syrup business. Addressing the lack of transparency, residents reported receiving almost no information about the project. Richland County Board Chair Carrie Severson confirmed that the county has also received no official notification, although he noted that county representatives had recently met with representatives of the developer. Beyond the transmission line debate, the board conducted several items of business. Brian Heiss of Fenimore was appointed as the new ambulance service director with a start date of August 10th. Additionally, the board appointed Randy Schmidt as the county board supervisor for District 19 and Dwayne McElvain for District 20. The board also moved forward with its legislative agenda, passing all proposed ordinances and resolutions, including items related to an economic support lead position. The renaming of the Public Safety Standing Committee, airport roof repairs, and various parcel ordinances. The issue of the transmission line will be referred to the Natural Resources Committee and is expected to be back before the board again in their August meeting. In a proactive effort to enhance community safety and industrial preparedness, members of the Richland Center Fire Department recently partnered with the management team at Foremost Farms to conduct a comprehensive emergency training simulation. The unannounced exercise was designed to mimic a real-world incident, providing a critical evaluation of the facility's emergency protocols and the coordinated response capabilities of local first responders. The simulation began with a standard dispatch, requiring firefighters to arrive on site under realistic conditions. Simultaneously, Foremost Farms employees executed established evacuation procedures, allowing leadership to assess the efficiency of their internal emergency plans. Upon arrival, RCFD personnel integrated with facility staff to gather essential information and assess the evolving situation. This collaboration allowed the fire department to develop and execute a strategic action plan involving search, rescue, and incident management operations within a controlled and safe environment. Officials noted that these joint exercises are invaluable for strengthening the relationship between the fire department and local industry by refining communication channels and operational tactics. Both organizations are better equipped to handle actual emergencies. The Richland Center Fire Department expressed its gratitude to the management and employees of Foremost Farms for their hospitality and commitment to safety during this productive training session. In a significant blow to the local dairy industry, Prairie Farms Dairy has announced the permanent closure of 2 major facilities in Schulzburg. The move will impact nearly 100 workers across the Schulzburg Creamery and the White Hill Cheese Plant, marking the end of a long era of production in the region. The timeline for the shutdown is already underway. Production at the Schulzburg Creamery officially ceased July 20th, affecting 43 employees. Operations at the White Hill Cheese Plant are scheduled to conclude August 14th, which will impact another 54 staff members. While the company has confirmed these permanent closures, it has not yet disclosed the specific business reasons driving the decision to shutter these local landmarks. However, there is a silver lining for local consumers and fans of the brand. Prairie Farms has stated that the Schulzburg cheese brand itself will continue to exist, and the brick-and-mortar retail store in Schulzburg will remain open to the public despite the cessation of local manufacturing. For now, the community faces the loss of nearly 100 jobs as the town adjusts to the departure of these two primary production hubs. A new disaster recovery center has officially opened in Vernon County to provide vital support to renters, homeowners, and business owners in Wisconsin who were affected by the severe storms and flooding that occurred between April 13th and April 23rd. This facility serves as a centralized hub for individuals seeking guidance and resources as they begin the recovery and rebuilding process following the recent natural disasters. The center is located at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Westby. It is open to the public from 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. At this location, residents can meet face-to-face with representatives from several key agencies, including the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, the U.S. Small Business Administration, SBA, and Wisconsin Emergency Management, along with various county resource specialists. These experts are available to explain the different disaster assistance programs available, assist with understanding written correspondence, and provide helpful literature regarding the repair and rebuilding of homes, businesses, and vehicles. While many people may have already reported damages to local county officials, it is important to note that this information does not automatically transfer to federal agencies. Therefore, all affected residents are strongly encouraged to apply directly with FEMA or the SBA, even if they have already initiated a local report. Applicants should also be aware that after submitting their information, they may receive phone calls from out-of-state or unknown numbers. These calls are often from FEMA or SBA representatives attempting to schedule necessary site visits to inspect damages. Being accessible by phone will help ensure that applications are processed as quickly as possible to get the necessary aid to those in need. A series of significant public safety incidents occurred throughout Iowa County yesterday, keeping local emergency services and deputies active with cases ranging from missing persons to drug-related arrests. At 3:16 p.m., the Iowa County Communications Center received an urgent report of missing juveniles at Governor Dodge State Park. The report triggered a swift multi-agency response with the Dodgeville Fire Department, Dodgeville EMS, and Iowa County deputies arriving on the scene to coordinate a search. The effort concluded successfully as the juveniles were located shortly thereafter, with no injuries reported. Shortly after the search concluded, an Iowa County deputy conducted a traffic stop near the intersection of U.S. Highway 151 and County Road A. The subsequent investigation led to the arrest of 29-year-old Shelby Cody. Cody faces several serious charges, including possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, maintaining a drug trafficking place, and felony bail jumping. Cody was transported to the Iowa County Jail for booking. FEMA has awarded more than $2.6 million to the Potosi School District to construct a safe room providing critical life safety protection for up to 584 people within a quarter-mile walking distance and half-mile driving distance. The safe room is designed to withstand winds up to 250 miles per hour, offering near-absolute protection during tornado and high wind events. This project addresses the current gap in safe shelter options at the school, where existing spaces cannot protect all students and staff from severe weather events. When not in use for emergencies, the safe room will serve as a multi-purpose community fitness center, benefiting students and the broader community year-round. This grant is awarded through FEMA's Hazard Mitigation Grant Program, which empowers states and local governments to develop long-term solutions that mitigate risk and protect infrastructure from future severe weather events. For this project, FEMA will pay 90% of eligible project costs, with the remaining 10% provided by the Potosi School District and the state of Wisconsin. FEMA has also provided more than $148,000 to assist the district in managing the grant. This initiative reflects FEMA's principles of ensuring that disaster recovery and mitigation is state-led and federally supported. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development recently released the latest employment estimates for June, which indicate a broader seasonal shift in the labor market. According to the data, preliminary unemployment rates increased in all 72 Wisconsin counties over the month. This statewide trend reflects a cooling from previous months as the region continues to navigate its ongoing economic recovery and development efforts. Within southwest Wisconsin, Iowa and Sauk counties both reported an unemployment rate of 2.8%. Richland and Vernon counties each saw rates of 3.1%, while Grant County followed closely at 3.2%. Crawford County reported the highest unemployment rate among the group at 3.8%. These figures come as local officials and community leaders continue to focus on infrastructure repairs and long-term economic growth following a turbulent spring season. In a significant leadership transition within the upper chamber, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson has been officially named the new chairman of the U.S. Senate Committee on the Budget. The appointment, confirmed by the Republican Conference, comes at a somber moment for the Senate following the tragic passing of Senator Lindsey Graham, whose vacancy Johnson will now fill. Stepping into the role with a clear sense of purpose and respect for his predecessor, Senator Johnson described the late Senator Graham as a true American patriot and a cherished colleague. As he assumes the gavel for the remainder of the year, Johnson has signaled an aggressive fiscal agenda aimed at addressing what he describes as the pressing challenges facing the nation's economy. His primary objectives include defining the scope of the current fiscal challenge and increasing oversight to expose fraud within various government programs. Vital statistics right after this.